Okay, we're picking up with Hilchos Chanukah. We're going to discuss now that Erev Chanukah already start getting into the halachas of Chanukah, when to light the neros. So we don't say Tachanun on already Erev Chanukah. That's already the halacha of Mincha, just like every day. The Mishnah Berurah's understanding that every day which we don't say Tachanun, already the Mincha before we do not say Tachanun, that is the Shaila. I think Rosh Vijik disagreed with that. He says only if there's an inherent Kedusha to the day. So like Tu Bishvat, they say Mincha before Tu Bishvat. Rosh Vijik held you would say Tachanun. I always remember, like in the Gluck Shul, they'd always have Rosh Shechter passing like Rosh Vijik, and they would always have they would always say Tachanun and Mincha like on Erev Tu Bishvat, and everybody would, and then they'd always have like a few people screaming out, "No, Kaddish!" But Shechter knows also that it's Erev Tu Bishvat. He was passing like Rosh Vijik. Anyway, so the standard minhag, I think Chanukah might be that also. That Shaila, if it's inherent kedusha, I'm not sure Rosh Vijik would hold if you would say to say Tachanun. Again, minhag olam follow Mishnah Berurah is to not say Tachanun, Rosh Vijik notwithstanding. Now, another very fascinating Shaila is like, let's say the first day of Chanukah, because I think this can happen on the calendar, is Friday night. So we know that when the first day of Chanukah is Friday night, that means that you can't light, obviously, when it's Friday night, so you have to light before. So the post can bring down, or get to this later more, but they really should try to daven mincha. But what if you did not daven mincha first? So what happens is you lit Chanukah candles, and now you're coming to daven mincha. So what do you do? Because you already lit the Chanukah candles, so even though mincha is really of Friday, and only Friday night is Chanukah, should one say Ala Nisim at that point? It's a fascinating question. Should you say Ala Nisim at that very point? Because you already lit the candles. Or you say, no, it's not Maariv yet, so Vaday, you should not be lighting and saying Ala Nisim. It seems to be the standard approach is to not say Ala Nisim at that mencha. You would not say Ala Nisim over there. Rav Yashiv said that he didn't, that you would definitely not say Ala Nisim. And they say in the name of Shlomo Zelman that you would say Ala Nisim over there. And then when they told Rav Yashiv this taina, he said he doesn't even believe that Shlomo Zelman would say such a thing. Akedei kach. Like, he thought it was very stark. There's no chance he should say Ala Nisim. Okay, it seems to be a machlokes aposkim. And just like there's a mitzvah to learn on the other Yomim Tovim, on Pesach, on Shavuot Sukkot, there's a mitzvah also to learn on Hilchos Chanukah, on Chanukah, and Lidrosh, Binyan HaShayom, just like there would be by other Chagim as well. Okay, so now we're up to the time to light Adlakas Ner Chanukah. So there's like five different shittas, which what you think was a Pasha Din. The Gemara says very clearly that it's Mishatishka Achama is when you're supposed to light the Chanukah candles. The question is, what is Tishka Chama? What is the sun setting? Is it the end of the sun setting? Is it the very beginning of the sun setting? Or it's as the sun is basically set? So that's basically the Yesod HaMachlokas over here. So the first understanding seems to be the most, like what we would call Shkia. Shkia is, as the sun is directly setting, which means right away at Shkia, what we would call Shkia, is going to be the time we're supposed to be lighting. The Bir Halacha is Medayik, that he thinks that is the Shita of the Rambam. That seems to be how the Gra always understands what Tishka Chama means in Reish Samach Aleph, and the Piskei Agra also, they say B'Shem LaGra, that he would light specifically right at Shkia, and that was the minig of many in Yerushalayim, the Talmidei HaGra, and also specifically the Briskers, the Briskerav, to Dafka light at Shkia exactly at Shkia, and that seems to be, again, the minig of Yerushalayim, because minig of Yerushalayim, many of the Talmidei HaGra, they took that over, that's what Shlomo Zalman writes. Is to be careful to light exactly at the Shkia. And in a Sefer Shavuz Yaakov, they bring the same Rav Rafal Soloveitchik, who was one of the children of the Griz, the Brisker Rav. So he says that his father used to make sure, so Brisker, that he used to make sure that the clock, he used to double check his clock right before the Zman of Chanukah to make sure it is the exact time, because he wanted to light at the exact moment of Shkia. He wanted to light the exact moment of Shkia. Some say that he lit like literally like 30 seconds before, so that it should be lit exactly at the time of Shkia. But either way, they were very, very makbid kedarka v'kodesh for the Briskers to light exactly at the time they thought was the correct time, which was Shkia. So that's what they do. However, based on seemingly the Shulchan Aruch and many others, the Rishonim, that you should light at Seis HaKochavim. So that is, the Hasidim follow that. I'm assuming it's Al Pi Arizal they do that. But I didn't double check with Arizal also, but that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Maybe there's following Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes they do that also. But a minag of many Hasidim is to light, that's my minag, is to light at Seis HaKochavim. And that's the Shaila, is those who generally practice like Rabbeinu Tam. So you're going a long time, 72 minutes, as opposed to like Yerushalayim and Shari Chesed, like the minhag is assumed that 20 minutes already is Tzeis, 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes L'chumra. Rabbeinu Tam is not until 72, that's a very large meaning, and that could be Achet Tishka Regalam Shuk. So there are those, Rav Chaim Kanevsky and Rav Yoshua said, even if you're Machmer L'chumra, Rabbeinu Tam, here you should light you should light earlier. Should light at the earlier zman of tzeis and be mekil for that on this nakuda over here. So that's a very interesting point. But that's the second shita of tzeis hakochavim. And so the other shita is like when shkia is like basically ending, but before what the earlier tzeis would be, which is around 15 minutes before tzeis hakochavim, as like the sun is setting, but not fully. So that's how they say Rav Aaron Cutler did. He used to light 25 minutes after Shkia because he held that Shkia is really, Tzis apparently is 40 minutes. So he used to light 15 minutes before the Tzis. So that's another Shita. There's another Shita. Four Shita is the Chazon Ish. He says you should light 18 minutes after Shkia. Some say it's 20 minutes. So that is, they say in the name of the Chazon Ish because that, the Lashon they say is because really you should light at the Shkia. However, since it's still daytime, you could still, like, meaning it's still light out, perfectly light out at the moment of Shkia, so it's not nikkur that you're lighting for the whole idea is to be lighting up, even though it can't be nenef in the or, but to light up the rest, we have the shamish, but to light up the area that's dark. Rosh Hashanah Kedekach has a chumrah that you shouldn't light in a light, and you shouldn't light your candles, you're lighting inside, you shouldn't light in a light room where the lights are on. Because the Shaga Batira Mamana, the Gemara has a lesson like that in Agarata, but the idea is that similar to the Chazon Ish, it should be Nikkur, you're lighting for the light. Ah, you're not allowed to Mishamish Taurus. Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, that's how we have the Shamish. You light the Shamish, and you light in the dark room to be show that it's Meir, the similar point of the Chazon Ish, is why you don't light a Shkia, is to be Nikkur, that it should be somewhat dark out. And that's why at least the Stipler understood from the Chazon Ish that if it's a day which is cloudy and it's pretty dark already at the Shkia, then you could light at the Shkia. So he's not Meduyak Dafka, he didn't mean Dafka 18 minutes, Dafka 20 minutes. He didn't mean that. It just meant the time where it's nicker, it's dark, so that's why they say the name of the stipler, that the stipler used to light sometimes 12 to 18 minutes after the Shkia. Dafka, it was a Dafka 20, he would light earlier, but always after 10 minutes, or at least be makbid after 10 minutes. And the Or Tzion, similar, he says you should do 15 minutes because the Iker Din of the Gra is maybe that tzeis anyway, so therefore he thinks you should be lighting a little bit earlier than your normal tzeis you would to light at 15 minutes. So that's the Shkia, I think we're up to 4 or 5 already. Now there's another Shkia, Rav Moshe says you should light at 10 minutes. He says that he thinks that you should really light it at 10 minutes because he thinks that that's the Iker time. That's when it's already like after the first Shkia, but in between the other one. That's where Moshe does. So he thinks that after 10 minutes, like the first 10 minutes is a suffix, and if it's the Shkia or not, because we really keep Rabbeinu Tam as a real suffix. Okay. And then, but all the poskim point out though that you should be machmir, that at least you should have, it should go into Tzeis HaKochavim. So machmir Tzeis Rabbeinu Tam, and you have to be machmir for at least an hour and a half that your candles are able to light. But definitely, at least the shorter sheet of Lachumra is 20 in Eretz Yisrael, 30 minutes, let's say 35 minutes. Yishma Achmek, at least an hour. Baruch Hashem, we have the candles, the standard ones you buy. They last like 2 hours, most of them. They stay like 6 hours, but somehow they last like 2 or 3, whatever they do. But they definitely last a long time. Every Shabbos really is one time you have to be a little more careful, make sure it's really going to last you the longer time because you want to go to taste of Shabbos. But really, that's the point with regards to the poskim about that luck. Okay, Mezrashem, we're going to pick up tomorrow not to be makdim, not to be acher, and also do daven mara first if you hold like the shulchan aruch. Mezrashem, a lot to come on to. Mezrashem in the upcoming halachas.